what is it that all these parties over the years have simply said, hey, let's just not push this as an issue? I mean, what do they know that we don't?
Well, what it gets down to, and I've noticed it in all third world countries, there's a high class and a low class, and the high class could care less about the low class, and the low class can't do anything about the high class. And what you have now is a Senate and a House of Representatives and a president who have come from the ultra-rich, and they're in a good old boys club, and the corporations who literally buy off these senators and these House of Representatives in all of your elections, they literally, the big money goes to those who kowtow to the corporations. And so the corporations, after 1965, found out that they could get 1 million people a year into this country. They could bust all the unions and break down the standard of living in the wage scale so much so that the middle class couldn't even argue with it.
Oh, now wait. Now, you may be onto something huge here now. Are you mm-hmm. saying that this was a concerted effort?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I've been looking for the reason why nobody has stopped this yet. Are you saying that this has been an effort to basically get cheap labor into this country, bust up the unions, and destroy the back of the working man and women of this country?
That is exactly correct, and that's exactly what I stated in the book. It shows it in the book that the elites up there, the Ken Lays, just think of all these corporations like Tyson or Hormel or Walmart or any of them that are hiring illegal aliens by the millions.
Hold on,
like
let me check my advertising list. Nope, they're not on it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay, they are all like a Ken Lay. Just think of Ken Lays multiplied by several thousand out there. And, of course, Ken Lay had a Learjet at his command every day. He had five or six different houses, one of them in Aspen that was cost $8 million. So you have these very, very rich and wealthy CEOs, entrepreneurs who want to just become mega rich, filthy rich, disgustingly rich, and at the expense of the American middle class, whom they literally outsource, insource, and offshore, and they found a fast way to make a bigger buck. And of course, it's a slave trade. It's a slave underclass, and living 10 or 20 to a trailer or a house, and doing all the illegal things they do, and then these people at the top are making billions of dollars and of course enjoying a fantastic life while the American taxpayer not only loses his middle class job, he loses his standard of living, he also pays all the taxes that the illegals don't pay, and of course the middle class right now is being dismantled and in fact destroyed by this. And so yes, that's exactly what these higher ups have learned, and that's what they're doing right now.
Let me tell you, Frosty, we get a lot of elitists that listen to the show primarily because they want to know what I'm talking about. However, 99% of this audience are tough working American men and women or retirees or youngsters that are in high school. We've had 11-year-olds call the program. They're Americans. They're Americans who have worked hard all their life, or they're going to work hard all their life. We get calls from police officers, nurses, truck drivers, all of them concerned about the future of their own livelihood and their families. And I think the mere fact that this has been a concerted effort because somebody finally has had the nerve to tell us the way it is, and I appreciate what you're saying tonight, because I have been knocking my head against the wall trying to find out why in the heck this is being done. You know, I thought originally it was done to get sympathetic votes from illegals once they're allowed to vote. Maybe that's a reason, too. Maybe that's an offshoot of all this. But you're right. They want to break the backs of working men and women, and they don't care, do they? They simply don't care.
If you saw 60 Minutes with a colleague of mine, African-American Terry Anderson, two Wednesdays ago on 60 Minutes, they asked him about what was happening there in Los Angeles. He's a radio talk show host. And he just said, well, these janitor jobs were being paid $11 to $12 an hour and would be over $15 an hour right now for all of the working poor here in California, but the illegal aliens are coming in and taking the jobs for $5 an hour. And of course, there's so many millions of them to do that, over 3 million in California right now. But of course, the crises that he showed was that it's not a decent living wage. The misnomer of these are the jobs that American citizens won't do is the biggest farce on the American public. And for a sitting president to insult American citizens who have always done these jobs for a living wage is disgusting that George Bush, because George Bush has really not done much of an honest day's work in his life. He's owned baseball teams. I think he goes out and hacks away at the wood just for show on his ranch in Crawford, Texas. As a matter of fact, if there was...
Now you're bashing. You're bashing.
Oh, well, I'm just going to tell you some facts. If the 10,000 pounds of trash that are left by illegal aliens in that 40-mile sector in the Arizona desert there, from Naco to Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument, if those illegal aliens by 4,000 per night were coming over the Crawford Ranch, leaving the 10 million pounds of trash, I guarantee you the FBI, the CIA, and the National Guard would be right there in the Crawford Ranch in Crawford, Texas, immediately.